The first mile seems to be about managing uncertainty and risk. And you've got an acronym, DEFT, D-E-F-T. Take us through, what are the components of DEFT and what should we be doing during that first mile?
Absolutely. So what I try to do in the book is build on great work. Some of the names we've mentioned, so we've got Blank and we've got Eric and we've got Rita McGrath and Mintzberg and lots of other folks who have talked about this. What I try to do is just based on what we've seen in the field say, this is the step-by-step process that I think helps bring structure to the management of strategic uncertainty. The D stands for document. The notion here is that you document your idea comprehensively. That doesn't mean it has to be long. It doesn't mean a 500-page business plan, but it means you have thought about all the different things that have to happen for you to succeed. E is evaluate. It's picking up that idea and looking at it through multiple frames, not really to figure out if it's good or bad, but so you begin to figure out what do you know versus what are you assuming, what's the strength versus what's the weakness. Because the F then shows you to focus on the things that are the biggest risks, uncertainties, or potential deal killers in your idea, because those are the areas where you've got to test rigorously and adapt quickly so you can really begin to knock off the most critical uncertainties.
And in the book, you've got lots of specific advice. You've got 27 questions that you should use to document the idea. You've got number of ways to test. With the Indian laundry idea, this idea of going out in a truck and providing laundry services to the emerging middle class in India, where do you think that you went wrong? Which of the four of D, E, F, and T?
I would say two parts of that. I would say the documentation part, I think now that we're 7-8 years past when we originally came up with that idea, I think there are other areas that we would have explored more deeply when we were documenting. You know, how would we do things like actually get people to man the individual rigs or trucks that we were running? And how would we work through all the nitty-gritty operational details? You know your first plan is wrong, but that doesn't mean you don't want to think through it as comprehensively as possible. So I think we could have done more. And then the test part of it, we ran some very creative tests early on. You know, we did very small-scale transaction tests, et cetera. But then we were lucky or unlucky enough to raise this pool of capital, and we kind of jumped a little bit too far. So I think we would have been, if we could wind back the clock, we would have been a little bit more focused in the early stage of testing, and I think that would have led to where we are today just a lot faster. The business is still alive. We still have great hopes for it. It just looks completely different than it did when we founded it 6 years ago. And I like to think we could have shaved 4 years off the learning had we followed the approach in the book. But, you know, you live and learn.